Okay, let me put all the cards on the table and then people can decide. So I didn't want to complicate it too much because if there's too much to consider, then it sometimes gets a bit confusing. But let me add this. So the other idea I had, and this was that I didn't check with David or Ruth or Paula, would be that in the third last line, that we keep under specific treaty or agreement, or and we can drop legal. If that's that works for everybody, but I think instrument was a good suggestion by Ruth. But let's keep it for now. If you just if you can unmark that there, so as set forth, yeah. If you just take the strike through out there. So then the suggestion would be to get to try and address. Feng's difficulty, so that we say we take the words including unilateral undertakings, you take that away and you place that after the word agreement, okay, so then it will read disarmament commitments and obligations under specific treaty or agreement or arrangement as set forth. No, wait. So we're getting confused now. I've got it written down here. So compliance with nuclear disarmament commitments and obligations. Or an assessment of unilateral undertakings. So what you would do is, you would basically say that your compliance relates to those obligations or commitments under a specific treaty or agreement or legal arrangement, or assessing unilateral undertakings. Because the point that Feng is making is that you don't have a treaty. It'll be assessed. The take would be that it'll be assessed by the country that unilaterally undertook to disarm, and that assessment will be made in terms of whatever agreement that country comes to. It won't be come out of thin air. There will be a discussion with the institution. So, but we're talking about an assessment of unilateral undertakings, and maybe to try and fix it that way, and then we'd go into with the overarching goal of reaching that. So it's just to take the undertakings and put it after the treaty agreement or arrangement. I don't know if that makes sense.